Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we'll tell you later what he said. Let's go. David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You at least hear me, I hope.
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well so far. You?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're off to a great start. Tell me about Michael Cohen yesterday. And I see a headline here, or at least the first sentence of a story from the New York Times that says Michael D. Cohen made it personal. And it's interesting that they should word it that way, because when they talk about a fixer, I think that evokes in a lot of people's minds the image of some kind of mob connection or mobbed up guy. And the question is it business or is it personal? And yesterday it seemed like it was personal and not business. Your thoughts?
It was personal right in the beginning. When you listen to his opening statement yesterday, where he described, you know, said Trump has good parts to him, bad parts, but he said the worst parts have come out of him as the presidency, but then called him what? A racist, a con man, I can't think of all the different, you know, labels he attached to him, but he really painted the president of the United States as a pretty horrific and nasty person. And then, of course, Cohen has to sort of say, well, then why did I work with this person? And he said he kind of fell under his spell and influence. And so it was pretty brutal attack in the beginning. And to me, I don't know about you, it looked more like sideshow than it did necessarily real testimony.
It reminded me of high school theater, and that really is an insult to those in high school that participated in theater.
Yeah.
Who is the lady from Detroit that, you know, called Trump an MF, I think it was, the night she was elected? Tlaib, is that her name?
Yes, yeah, I think so, yes.
That was particularly embarrassing because she was trying to read her lines and could hardly get through them. And I mean, out on both sides, this whole thing is terribly, it seems to me, choreographed and pre-planned, and here's my turn to show off and protect the president or to slam the president. Am I off on that, David?
No, I think you're correct. I think it was bad theater. Again, staying with our high school metaphor for a second here, it was bad theater. It was choreographed. And on one level, from the testimony, like say the oral testimony, we didn't learn very much. I thought the more interesting part were the documents that Cohen brought with him. Because when you cut through some of that, you know, some of the language there, you know, when he brought in copies of checks and a few other things that allegedly ties Donald Trump, you know, to the payoffs, and actually Donald Trump Jr. to some stuff, that I thought was more interesting. And so to me, you had to wade through a lot of stuff to get to some important things. And I think also the listener should remember that, remember, Michael Cohen's going to jail for what? Mm-hmm. Lying to Congress, you know, so that you have to assess his credibility. And granted, yes, he's not going to get reduced time by coming clean. But we still have to think in terms of how do we assess his credibility. And so I separate what he was saying or look at what he was saying along with the documents that he provided. And that's where I think the hearing should have looked at more of that kind of stuff.
So let me drill a little bit deeper on that. Did Cohen have anything to gain yesterday by testifying other than perhaps trying to get back at the president for whatever he thought the president caused him to do to get him to go to jail in terms of lying to Congress? Although, correct me if I'm wrong, he said the president never really told him that. He spoke in this code of, I guess, kind of like, you know, I hate to make the mafia example again, but as in, hey, did you tighten that leaky pipe? Yeah, that pipe ain't going to leak no more. Like a mob, the mob would have a conversation. Is that what he was talking about? Some kind of unspoken thing, but yet spoken at the same time?
I think so. You know, I'm also a law professor, and I think in terms of how oftentimes maybe clients communicate to their lawyers or there's an understanding between the two of them in terms of things that need to be done. And I think that's part of what he's alluding to also. But in terms of what does he have to gain, I think a couple of different things. One is, this is still a person who's an egomaniac. I mean, the one thing I'll say that he's probably correct on is both him and Trump are egomaniacs. I mean, no matter what people think of Trump, good or bad, you have to acknowledge, you know, he's got a pretty big ego there. So both of them do. So I think Cohen, you know, wants to get his side out. He wants to sort of make his ego feel good. And I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere out there, you know, guess what? There's a book contract and all of this stuff, yeah. You know. And so I can see something still coming to him, even if it's, that is to Michael Cohen, even if it's not a reduced prison sentence.
I want to talk some about some of the things, and we'll ask you to come back after the traffic, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One thing, if you could maybe give us a 45-second explanation about why is it so important that he's never been to Prague?
That he's never been to what?
Prague, Czechoslovakia, I think is what.
Oh, I thought you said frog for a second.
No.
I'm sorry, I misheard you.
Well, I'll tell you what, now you don't have time, Professor, because of my poor diction. But I don't think he's ever been to Frog. I don't know where that is. He may have been. It's kind of hard to, what does it prove, a negative? David Schultz, our guest. I also want to talk about, did he really provide any paperwork yesterday that either the Mueller Commission or the Southern District of New York didn't already have? And also, when it comes to potential peril for the president, is more of his trouble or more of the problems that could be lying in wait for him, do more of them have to do with the Southern District of New York than the Mueller investigation? And if so, why? So, Professor, I've given you some homework. I'll check it when we come back. David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University, 620 Traffic Now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.